Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am VC Pramod, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects worth around 20,000 crore rupees at Vav Tharad in Gujarat today, to also inaugurate Samrat Samprati Museum in Gandhinagar. Home Minister Amit Shah says India has become free from left-wing extremism due to steps taken by Modi government. Government notifies 33 questions for first phase of Census 2027 beginning tomorrow. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of 24th and last Jain Tirthankar Bhagwan Mahavir, being celebrated across the country today. US President Donald Trump threatens widespread destruction of Iran's energy resources if a deal to end the war with Tehran is not reached shortly. And India's Sheetal Devi named Para Archer of the Year 2025 by World Archery for her extraordinary achievements. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the Samrat Samprati Museum in Gandhinagar this morning, marking the Mahavir Jayanti. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Keynes Semicon plant at Sanand in Ahmedabad and address a public gathering. Thereafter, Mr. Modi will travel to Vav Tharad, where he will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth around 20,000 crore rupees. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation three projects worth 3,664 crore under the Ministry of Power at the world's largest hybrid renewable energy park at Khavda in Kutch district. In addition, the foundation stone of Idar Badoli bypass, four-lane road and Dholavira Mowana Vova Santalpur section will be laid at a cost of 750 crore. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate package 1 to 4 of the Ahmedabad Dholera built at a cost of 5,105 crore. He will dedicate to the nation projects worth 891 crores of the Ministry of Railways. In addition, Mr. Modi will also flag off the Khed Brahma Himmatnagar Asarwa train from Khed Brahma. Under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin, Mr. Modi will provide housing to citizens in 38,949 houses in 34 districts of Gujarat, which will realize the dream of own house for the citizens of rural areas of the state. Pravesh Adiyacha, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Netherlands counterpart Rob Jetten yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during their conversation, they discussed ways to further strengthen India-Netherlands ties. Mr. Modi noted that both the leaders also exchanged views on the situation in West Asia and emphasized the need for early restoration of peace and stability in the region. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a day-long visit to Bihar today to attend the second convocation of Nalanda University at Rajgir. The event marks a significant diplomatic and academic gathering with Governor Lieutenant General Syed Atta Hasnain, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar also in attendance. More from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu will attend the second convocation ceremony of Nalanda University in Rajgir today. During the ceremony, she will award gold medals to 36 students from various faculties and confer PhD degree upon 10 research scholars. Students from 13 countries including Argentina, Vietnam, Nepal and Bhutan will participate in the event. During her visit, the President will also perform the formal inauguration of the Center for Southeast Asian Studies. The establishment of this center was previously announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the second ASEAN-India summit. Additionally, the President will inaugurate the Vishwamitralay Auditorium, which has a sitting capacity of 2,000. Following these events, she is scheduled to tour the ruins of ancient Nalanda University. Savita Parikh, Akashwani News, Patna.
Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India has become free from left-wing extremism due to the steps taken by the Modi government. Mr. Shah said that left-wing extremism restricted the development in the affected areas, but now the development is reaching these regions. Mr. Shah stressed that anyone who takes up arms will be dealt with strictly and a bullet is answered with a bullet. He was replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha under Rule 193 on efforts to free the country from left-wing extremism yesterday.
Today, Naxalism has been almost eradicated from Bastar. A campaign was launched to establish a school in every single village across Bastar. A drive was undertaken to open a ration shop in every village within the region. PHCS and CHCS have been established in every tehsil and panchayat. Aadhaar cards and ration cards have been issued to the people and they are now receiving 5 kilograms of food grains. The shadow of red terror loomed over the region. That is why development failed to reach them. Today, that shadow has been lifted and Bastar is now on the path of development.
The government has notified a set of 33 questions to be asked during the first phase of Census 2027. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India, Mrityunjay Kumar Narayan, informed that the census will be conducted in two phases. Mr. Narayan said house listing and self-enumeration will be carried out in the first phase between the 1st of April and the 30th of September, as per schedules finalized by states and union territories. The commissioner noted that self-enumeration portal will be available in 16 languages. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of the 24th and last Jain Tirthankar, Bhagwan Mahavir, is being celebrated across the country today. A report.
Mahavir Jayanti is considered to be one of the most auspicious day for the Jain community and holds a lot of importance in their religious life. Followers of Lord Mahavir celebrate this festival by chanting prayers, offering prasad and participating in chariot processions. More than a festival, it is a heartfelt tribute to a life devoted to compassion, self-restraint and truth. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the countrymen, especially the Jain brothers and sisters, on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. In her message, President Murmu said that Bhagwan Mahavir's five principles of Ahimsa, that is non-violence, Satya, that is truth, Asteya, that is non-stealing, Brahmacharya, that is self-control, and Aparigraha, that is non-possessiveness, inspire everyone to walk on the right path in life. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Keralam will go to polls on the 9th of April to elect a new assembly. In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at Padanapuram constituency of Kollam district.
Pathanapuram Assembly constituency of Kollam district in Keralam is witnessing a fight with 7 candidates. Ruling LDF is fielding sitting MLA and Minister KB Ganesh Kumar of Kerala Congress B. NDA is having Anil Pillai of 2020 party. Congress leader Jyothi Kumar Chamakala is the UDF candidate here. Vibin Kanikonathu of BSP, Anish Kilimanur of DHRM party and 2 independents are also contesting here. In the last assembly elections, KB Ganesh Kumar defeated Jyothi Kumar Chamakala by a margin of more than 14,000 votes. More than 1.79 lakh voters are here and more than 94,000 among them are women voters. Smithy M. Pallirithi, Akashwani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
The 7-day International Film Festival Delhi 2026 will conclude today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The closing ceremony of the festival was organized yesterday. More from our correspondent.
The closing ceremony of the film festival began with the national song Vande Mataram and the national anthem. Renowned actor Anupam Kher delivered a poetry tribute to cinema, holding the audience in rare silence while music by artist Ricky Cage heightened the atmosphere, culminating into a powerful closing performance. The week-long festival showcased more than 125 films from across the world, marking a major addition to India's global cinema calendar. Free public screenings, discussions, workshops and cultural programs were also organized as part of the festival. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, filmmaker Anushka Rizvi shared her views on the importance of such film festivals.
It was so wonderful to have, you know, so many people from Bombay coming in and talking to us, people from Delhi who don't get the opportunity so often. So it's really, really wonderful to have this festival in Delhi. Hope that we continue to have more such festivals.
During the film festival, an exhibition was also at display, showcasing vintage film posters including Sholay and Hollywood classics. to celebrate cinematic nostalgia from various countries. During the event, films like Dhurandhar, Sitare Zameen Par, Pyasa, Tanvi the Great, Seerat, Roza and Dear Ma were screened for the visitors. Shivang Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Mission Karma Yogi, also known as the National Program for Civil Services Capacity Building, is a flagship initiative of the government aimed at reforming civil services through continuous learning and competency-driven training. As part of this initiative, Sadhana Saptah, a week-long capacity building program, will be observed from the 2nd to the 8th of April to promote skill enhancement and adoption of emerging technologies among government officials. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Dr. R. Balasubramaniam, Member HR, Capacity Building Commission, said that Mission Karma Yogi is playing a key role in making government officials future-ready and transforming the capacity-building ecosystem in the country.
So Mission Karma Yogi is all about ensuring that our officers become future-ready as well as they're able to undertake lifelong learning. And more importantly, the entire civil service capacity building ecosystem, we inherited from the colonial background. The entire legacy was the British legacy.
U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened widespread destruction of Iran's energy resources and other vital infrastructure, including desalination plants, if a deal to end the war with Tehran is not reached shortly. In a recent interview with a news channel, Mr. Trump said that U.S. troops could seize Iran's Karg Island oil export hub. India's Sheetal Devi has been named Para Archer of the Year 2025 by World Archery, adding to her extraordinary achievements, which also include a historic World Championship crown. The 19-year-old from Jammu and Kashmir became the first female armless archer to win gold at the World Para Archery Championships, topping the women's compound event in Ganjau, South Korea. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Pramod. India has become free from Naxals, declares Shah in LS, headlines the Hindustan Times. While the Statesman headlines, era of red terror fading, says Shah, slams Congress left. And the Pioneer headlines, shadow of red terror lifted, Amit Shah tells Lok Sabha. The Times of India headlines, Trump threatens to blow up Iran's oil island if deal not reached soon. While the Hindu headlines, Trump threatens Iran's oil power sites over deal, and the Indian Express headlines, great progress on Iran talks, says Trump, then warns of huge infra attack, while the Hindustan Times headlines, Trump threatens to destroy Iran's civilian infrastructure. Most papers on the front page have a story on Sensex 2027 starting from April 1st. The Asian Age headlines, Census from April 1st, data to stay confidential, says government. The Financial Express headlines, a year to forget for markets. Sensex closes FY26 in the red. For the first time in 6 years, rupee hits 95. Bond yields touch 7%. The paper also quotes FM Nirmala Sitharaman as saying, rupee is doing absolutely fine. The Indian Express rates editorial title, Dhaka moves forward, Kathmandu goes back, writes that in recent months, two countries in India's neighborhood have framed similar political trajectories. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects worth around 20,000 crore rupees at Vav Tharad in Gujarat today, to also inaugurate Samrat Samprati Museum in Gandhinagar. Home Minister Amit Shah says India has become free from left-wing extremism due to steps taken by Modi government. Government notifies 33 questions for first phase for Census 2027 beginning tomorrow. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of the 24th and last Jayanti Tirthankar, Bhagwan Mahavir, being celebrated across the country today. US President Donald Trump threatens widespread destruction of Iran's energy resources if a deal to end the war with Tehran is not reached shortly. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.